We spent the last couple of weeks exploring the question of a three-person yichud, Shnei Anashim and Shnei Nashim. And we explored when the Mishnah tells us that Shnei Anashim is mutter, so we explored some of the exceptions and limitations to that. Prutzim versus Cherim, Yom versus Laila, Derech versus Ir. And then in terms of Shnei Nashim, which our Mishnah says is problematic. We've seen the Gemara says problematic. The Gemara implies Rashba pretty sure is that problematic me drabanan because Nashim Dait and Kalos. So we saw a lot of discussion about that. Number one, the debate among the Rishonim whether Rabbi Shimon agrees or disagrees. Does all the Tanaim agree that Shtei Nashim is Aser or Beit Midrabanan? Or does Rabbi Shimon think that it's Mutter? So the difference between Tosis and Evo Azar and Tosis Kedusha at that point, and explored whether Shtei Nashim is a problem, but Shalosh is Mutter or not. So that was the Shita of Rashi, the way Rashi read the Mishnah and Pei Beis about Kol Shasakim V'Nashim, as opposed to many other approaches in Rishonim. Explored the Ishto Imo, and how Ishto Imo may impact Imo, Bito Imo. We touched a little bit even on the Tinokas, which we'll be able to come back to. Okay, and now we want to turn our attention next to this week and return next time to focus on the next two big dinim that the Mishnah does not expressly discuss, at least here in Kiddushin, but the Gemara presents Memris of Amaron, and that is a Baal Be'ir, which we'll focus on tonight, and beyond that, Mirtz Hashem Pesach Pasuach. I know Rabbi Kindler in particular has been waiting for Pesach Pasuach for a while, so we're getting closer. Just to comment for a moment, Baal Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach are a series of memories in the middle of Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara, the main Gemara, Shnei Anashim, had wrapped onto the top of Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. The differentiation between Ir versus Derech, and the story of Rav and Rav Yehuda, which we would see may or may not have been very relevant to Halacha. There are two memories in between the Shnei Anashim discussion and the Baal Be'ir. The first memory I believe we did see, and that was the Malkan HaYichud Vein Osh HaYichud. I think we saw that near the beginning. That I think was a very fundamental Gemara. That Yichud is Aser. Yichud itself is in and of itself an Iser, even if no Znus actually occurred. Just the fact that man woman, or man woman as the case may be, engage in Yichud, that itself is an Iser. Yichud is Aser, Gezeir Hashema, but the Yichud itself is either Min HaTorah, Min Rabbanan, depending on the scenario, regardless of what did or did not ensue. Behind closed doors, the very fact that there was a seclusion is a tough violation of the Isra of Yichud, a punishable violation, the Gemara said. Obviously, the rationale is because it may lead to a far worse act of Znus. But it said that the possibility that leads to Znus is what drives the Isser, but there is no assumption post facto that Znus probably occurred. And that's why Ein Osrim al Yichud. The next memra, I don't know that we spoke about Malkan al Tova Shmua. Let's take a look at that for a moment, and then we'll turn our attention to Baal Be'ir. Amar Rav, right, the little letter Dalad of the Amish B'nai Mitzvah. Amar Rav, in addition, the previous memra had been Malkan al Yichud that Bezin could punish for the violation of seclusion with Malkas. Rav Malkan alo tova hashmua. Rav says you can also get Malkus for lo tova hashmua. This is not good talk. Where is that phrase? It seems like an awkward phrase. So it's in fact a quote from the language of the Tanakh of the Gim Sefer Shmuel. Shene emar al banai ki lo tova hashmua. No, my sons. The talk is not good. That is mi amar mi. Who says that? The man who's a tzaddik who's speaking to two of his sons who've been acting in a way that was highly inappropriate and was leading at the very least to an appearance of impropriety, and that was Eli speaking to Chafni and Pinchas. Chafni and Pinchas were taking advantage of the Derekonim in the Mishkan. They were taking advantage of people who were coming. They're taking advantage certainly included stealing, taking meat of karbanos that wasn't meant for them or was premature. And may also have involved dealing with the women who came in a way that at the very least generated the appearance of impropriety. Regardless of what was actually happening, that's what our Gemara says. Even if in fact nothing untoward happened, the fact that one behaves in a way that generates
discussion,
right, is itself a violation. And because the way the Pasuk presents Eli's comment to his son is in the sort of language that in the Chumash would be a lav, right? When we talk about the onesh of Malchus min HaTorah, it only applies, the Torah says in Parashat Kisetze, there will be times when Beis Din deems someone to be a Rasha, and as a result, he deserves Malchus. The Psukim are very... are a little coy about which sort of Russia is Chayiv Malkus. I want to point out that the Chumash goes on, you have a whole paragraph in the Kisei Tzev Malkus. But Sikus HaTzadik, Veshivus HaRasha, Bezin has to sort out all the evidence and figure out if this fellow a Russia or not. The Hayyad Bin Hakos Russia, if this Russia is a Bin Hakos, someone deserving Malkus. So then the Psukim describe how Malkus are administered by the Bezin. And then, very improbably, the paragraph ends with Lo Sachsim Shar B'Disha. Seems very unrelated. The Easter against the farmer muzzling the cow while it's working with food. What does that have to do with Malkus? See, Gemara understands that that's there as a paradigm. That's the archetype. The example of the sort of violation of Halacha that warrants Malkus is Chasima. Chasima, muzzling the animal. So what does that tell you? So the Gemara works out a good 4 or 5, maybe even 6 or 7 criteria that you derive from chasima. We do not care about whether it involves animals or not. You can be chayav malchus for eating arla, even though it doesn't involve any animals. It doesn't have to involve a farm. But it does, the more abstract criteria that we derive. Some have to do with the quality of what you're doing. For instance, it's we possibly has to be a lav sheish b'maisa. It has to be something you're actively doing wrong. The fact that I passively let my carbon pesach sit overnight, so that's we possibly not something that warrants malchus. Wrong. Violated lav, but it's not malchus because it was without lav sheish b'maisa. Chasima, obviously, you're muzzling the animal and then you're working him in the field. So that's very active. Another example of a criterion that we extract from Los Hachsim Shor B'Disho, the requirements of mice is an example of the quality that you're doing. But there's also looking at how it's presented in Chumash, and that brings us back here. Los Hachsim Shor B'Disho involves the word no, lo. So that's a lo ta'aseh. The Torah phrase, not only is it conceptually an iser as opposed to something you're meant to do, and practically, physically, it's yesh ba maisa, it's kum va'aseh, rather than something you violate passively. The third layer is in the language of the psukim. It's phrased as a do not. The Torah sometimes will have Yisurim without the word don't. Like the Torah says, eat kosher birds. It doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv to eat chicken every day. What it means is eat only kosher birds. It's implying you can't eat trefa birds. The Torah didn't say it explicitly. The Torah didn't use the word no. The Torah used the word lo, or al, or hishamer, or pen, negative language, negative terminology. That's what we call a lo, let's say, a lav. So it has to be a lav, sheish b'maisa. In the phrasing, the psukim has to be a lav, it has to be a don't, lo ta'aseh, as opposed to aseh, do. And in terms of the content, what you're doing, needs to be yesh b'maisa. So with that in mind, and the Gemara's other criteria also, but that's sufficient for now, because that's why the Gemara is struck by the language that Eli uses in talking to his sons. It's a sort of language that in the Chumash would be a lot. Al bonai, kilo toveshmo. Do not. Al. So Torah says al, that's a lot. It's a lotasa. So that's what the Gemara says. The fact that the Pesukim quote Eli is using the lav terminology implies that this is a lav, meaning this is something that calls for malchus. So acting in a way that would reasonably, generate suspicion is in of itself a punishable offense. Sort of parallel to yichud. Even if nothing actually happened, the seclusion itself is punishable, or the behavior in a way that warrants, generates suspicion is punishable. And I would say in the law, and the Gemara even says Marzutra in a very dramatic way, when he would administer Malkus, these are presumably not Malkus Darais, Malkus Rabbanon, it's not a Pasuk of the Chumash, but he would actually have a whole contraption that he would put on the person who was getting the Malkus, and he would say aloud that Pasuk, Al-Banai. Okay. Now, just a larger point worth considering from this Gemara, this is something that really, like the previous sugya of Malkin Vein Osirin, sort of colors the way you think about the Yichud in general, that is, that any time you're thinking about a situation, trying to figure out if this situation kosher or not, so what the Gemara is saying is there are really two questions that have to be answered, both questions have to be answered kosher, the situation to be something you can proceed with. One is, is this situation technically a violation of Yichud, or do I have some legitimate heter in place? Do I have a Shnei Anashim Ksherin? Do I have an Ishto Imo? Do I have, we'll see, a Baal Be'ir, a Pesach, so and so. That's the first question, is this a violation of Yichud or not? The second question is, even if it is not technically a violation of Yichud, does it pass the smell test? Is it appropriate? Along the lines of the Gemara saying here about Lo Tova Shmua, in other Masechta, the Gemara will speak at times of Mechur Hadavar, acting in a way that the behavior doesn't smell right. It's a sketchy situation. And maybe the noseness occurred, but doesn't smell right, doesn't look right, it's a suspicious way of acting. So that's what, so we need to answer both those questions. Technically, is it an Ayichud? If it's technically an Ayichud, is it an appropriate situation? That there is that additional, less objective layer. And unlike the categories of Yichud, which are a little more, that have nuances and subcategories and parameters, but Lamasa is Baal Be'er or it's not Baal Be'er. In addition to that, that there's added layers, is ask yourself, is it a Lo Tova Shmua situation? Is it Mechur Hadam? That's an important.
Can you give an example of the situation that smells inappropriate?
Yeah. Now again, the following may or may not be Mechur Hadavar. That's exactly why, unlike the rules of Yichud, you sort of have to assess, and maybe it may even at times one's not sure, like two in the situation, I might want to ask a third party. For a man to give a woman a 3-hour drive, a 4-hour drive. I'm driving from New York to Boston. The woman asks for a ride. The woman is not related to me. Is it Yichud? So we'll have to get more. We have to get to Pesach Pasuach. Harav Kindler is waiting. But there'll be many situations where there are other people, cars on the road. It may not be a problem, Yichud. But to just me and her for 3 hours in the car, that might not. You got to figure out. It is, it isn't. So we have to. What's the nature relationship and how. It may even be like how extreme is her need to get a ride. May or may not play into it. And maybe how we're sitting in the car. You know, a lot of factors that could play into it. We really need to make assessment. Is this appropriate or not? And that is halacha category. That's what Lo Tova Shmua captures. And that's, again, what the Gemara elsewhere refers to as Mechur Hadavar. Okay. So now let's turn our attention to the main course for this evening, which is Baal Be'er. Amar Rabba. You have a series of two memras back to back and a story. Amar Rabba, the very next Gemara, at the little letter Hey of the Amish Ben Mitzvah. Rabba said, Baal Be'er in Choshim Shem Yichud. Earlier, we were dealing with earlier Amar Rabba, Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda, and they were largely commenting on the Mishnah. Now we have a generation after of Yehuda, Rabban Rav Yosef will be adding new dinim that the Mishnah is here don't explicitly detailed. Rava said, a woman whose husband is in town, we're not choshish for yichud. Okay? Sounds like an important concept. Rav Yosef gives me another important concept. Pesa pasuach l'shus harabim. If you have an open door to l'shus harabim, ain choshim l'shem yichud. Okay? Two concepts. One is bayil be'ir. Another one is pesa pasuach. And now the Gemara tells a brief story. And the story, like the previous story the Gemara had, is going to tell me and maybe also imply a couple of important points. L'halach. Rav Bevi, or I think we usually pronounce Rav Bibi. I believe that name appears deep into Divrei Yamin. So if you want to be a stickler, it's Rav Bevi or Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi ikel Ravei Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi travels to Rav Yosef. He apparently lived in a different town. He's staying, visiting, and staying for some time with Rav Yosef. Vaser dekarach rifta, after they had eaten, they had all eaten together. The way Rashi describes the setup, the family bedrooms are on the ground floor, and the guest bedroom was on the second floor, and the dining room was also on the second floor. And B'tkufas HaTalmud, this comes up more than once on this Amud alone, it was often the case that they often did have a second floor of the house, the Aliyah it was called, but often, it seems like more often than not, they didn't have built-in stairs. So the way you got to the, there was a hole in the ceiling or on the floor, depending on your perspective, and there would be a ladder that you could slide over. You could roll the ladder over to, or carry the ladder over to the hole in the ceiling. That's how you get to the second floor. Or you could move the ladder away. Then there was no access. If you're on the first floor, you can move the ladder back and forth. If you're on the second floor, and whoever's on the first floor moves the ladder away, so you're stuck upstairs. So the Gemara says, or the way Rashi just understands it, they're all upstairs. Rav Bevi with his hosts, Rav Yosef and Revitzin Yosef, whom we're about to meet. Basakar Rifta, after they'd eaten, literally after they had wrapped bread, because they ate everything in pitas, Amalahu, Shkulu Dargim and Tusi Bibi. Rav Yosef says to the other people, take the ladder away from under Mitusei's Mitachas Bibi. In other words, Rav Bibi was going to be staying upstairs, and Rav Yosef and Rabbitin Yosef, everyone else is going downstairs. And apparently, Rav Yosef was heading out to night seder. Bibi was tired; he just had a long trip. He davened early ma'arif, I imagine. And after they ate, he was going to go to sleep. Rav Yosef was going to head out to night seder. He's going to give a shir. He's going to wherever he's headed out in town. And his wife was staying home. He's home alone. It would be. Rebbetin Yosef and Rav Bibi in the house together. Rav Yosef was going to be elsewhere in town. So Rav Yosef says, we're going to have a yichud problem. What's the solution? We'll lock Rav Bibi upstairs. How do we do that? He's going to stay upstairs. He's going to sleep. There's nothing rude about that. He's going to sleep anyways. We'll move the ladder away. So there's no way to get down other than jumping. So that's not a yichud. That was Rav Yosef's solution to what would have been a yichud problem. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But didn't Rabbi say that we're not concerned with Yichud when it's Baal Abir? And apparently the scenario was, or Yosef was leaving the house, he wasn't leaving town. He was headed elsewhere in town, he was going to come back later. So what's the issue? So Gemara says, I'll tell the answer. You're right, generally Baal Abir and Choshim Yichud, but there's an exception. The exception is, this sort of scenario where Bibi had known Rebbetzin Yosef, they had known each other for a long time. So they were comfortable with one another, and Gaisabe, or the Hebrew term is Libo Gaspa, because they were comfortable with one another, so Baal Be'ir, it's true, Baal Be'ir is an important Yichud concept, but Baal Be'ir is neutralized, Baal Be'ir is disqualified if it's Libo Gaspa. Just like we said, is a heter of Shnei Anashim, but not if they're Prutzim. So we have Baal Be'ir, but not if Libo Gaspa. Not if Libo Gaspa. Now, so that's the Gemara. And that's, so we have with Rabbi, with Yosef, we have this story. So what does this story tell me? How many dinim does this story teach me? At least 1.5, maybe more.
teaches Bala Bayir. It teaches Bala Bayir when it doesn't work. It also teaches that you could avoid a situation of Yichud if you take away the ladder.
Good.
But apparently, even though she could access him...
Great. So we want that we're going to hold off on for now. It's a very good point. And the Chazon Ish deals with some of the mechanics of different rooms and you know, one-way entrances. So this may be an indication of good. We'll come back to that, but not tonight. This may be an indication that as long as he doesn't have access, there are two rooms and she can access him, but he can't access her, that's not a yichud problem. Alternatively, it may also be that the comeback might be, Rav Yosef says, if you're medayik, is Amr Lahu. Yosef said to them, Shkulu, it's plural. So this may have been a ladder that took several people to carry. The Gemara later on the Amud has a story with a ladder that was very heavy. So if it was a multi-person ladder, so then it wasn't Yichud because she couldn't have moved the ladder either. So that's an open question. And you had said, yes, the Gemara, the story teaches me that there's an exception to Libo, to Baal Beer, which is Libo Gaspa. And the first thing you said, the story teaches me Baal Beer. Now, Rob already told me Baal Beer. But what's interesting is the following. It's a non-trivial chiddush because I could have read the Gemara, previous lines of the Gemara saying, Rabbi and Yosef had a machlokas, which of these two is a valid kula? Rabbi says there's a kula called Baal Beer, and Yosef says, no kula Baal Beer, he said there's a kula Pasas Pasuach. I could have read the Gemara that way until I got to the story, because you've noticed who's in the story, Yosef. Right. And the Gemara's kasha was, but Rabbi, what type of kasha is that? Maybe Yosef disagrees. So apparently the later Amorah, understood that there was no machlokas. Rabbi made a comment, and it was totally different then, but there was no machlokas. So much so that the Gemara's assumption was, of course, Rav Yosef also held of Rabbi's din. The Gemara doesn't even raise as a possibility. Rav Yosef agrees. No, of course, Yosef holds the din. It must be there's an exception. So that itself is significant. That you see that Rav Yosef does not disagree with Rabbi. The assumption the din of Baal Beer is universal, universally accepted, except that there are parameters. And there is this exception to Baal Beir, which is Libo Gaspa. There's another layer also, which we'll come back to in a moment.
I mean, he could have jumped down. Maybe we don't know how high it was, but like, what level of separation do you need?
Yeah, so that's a good point also. That's a good point also, which we should come back to maybe another couple lines of Gemara get to. But yeah, it's a good point. Right? The assumption is it doesn't have to be a hermetically sealed situation. I don't know how high it was. I imagine for most people jumping down, I guess you have to maybe ask an archaeologist. But it's hard to imagine that people haven't grown that much. If you think that it's cotton ashurim, there is some archaeological evidence that people got a little bit taller, not that much taller, but certainly in terms of ratios, right? We're talking about definitely jumping more than one's own, a foot or two more than one's own height. So I'm not the musculoskeletal expert in the room. How does that usually go?
You can hang down too. So if
you're strong enough, if you're doing parkour, right, you could let yourself down. And then just drop a foot. That's true. If not, people jump. How does that go? An eight foot drop. Right.
Yeah.
So again, that may speak to. It's worth thinking about. Is that yet another answer? Right. If you're separating in a way that's going to take significant, it probably takes significant pain to get together, so that's like some of the other heterim, right? So it's saying that the chance of doing this are significantly slimmer, so much so, yes, we need to keep our eyes on that.
Maybe it's like we had said before on some of the other topics where there's grades. The Baal is Be'ir. If you add another step into this process when there's the Libo Gaspo, so it's going to make it harder. So the Baal Be'ir is still our heter, and now we just made it harder. So like we took away. So it's like there's a, it's like, there's still the Baal Be'er is the main That's point.
So you're saying...
Baruch is still around, so now you're going to roll the, he's going to either fall or hurt, people will hear it, they'll be, you'll have to roll the, or the, or as Michael was talking about, the moving of the ladder, you'll, people will hear this ladder move, like there's still a Baal Be'er.
So you want to push back against both what Eric and what Michael and Uri both said.
The second story shows that it wasn't a problem with the other one, right? And that wasn't Baal Be'er.
Which other story?
Where he grabbed onto the, and he said, when he said there was a fire in the house,
yeah,
everybody came in. So it was just him and the lady.
There's no Baal Be'er.
Right, so it wasn't the Yichud problem, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that story. Well, that sounds like it was a Yichud. Well,
presumably they left him alone and they said it was okay. It's just that he happens to...
He moved the ladder, right. But there, it wasn't a Yichud because neither one could reach the other one. The Gemara later on, for those who haven't seen it, the Gemara later on, towards the bottom of the Yamud, has a story.
You don't need the Baal Be'er to prevent Yichud if there's this...
If you're incapable of reaching each other. That's for sure true. Incapable of reaching each other is now Yichud.
It's the same setup then.
No, there was a reverse because there the man
she
was.
She could have jumped down. I mean, I guess.
Right? Okay, that's true. That goes back to the asymmetry. So there definitely are layers here that we want to, in terms of sort of the architecture of Yichud, that we'll have to come back. We'll start to get to the architecture of Yichud in the next Gemara, which is Pesach Pesuach. And we'll talk maybe the beyond that, the Gemara has questions that are sort of different rooms next to each other. Anashu Bechus, Anashu Bechnim. So we'll have to come back to the story also. Yeah.
What would happen if, what was his name, Rabbi, needed to use the bathroom? Was there a bathroom in the Aliyah also?
That's a good question. So it's true that the Gemara in the third pack of Brachas has, towards the end, has a little bit of a discussion. You get a little bit of a sense of what the bathroom technology and assumptions were. B'tkufas HaTalmud, obviously, they did not generally have indoor plumbing. And it seems like what overnight there would be some sort of container near the bed in case one needed to relieve oneself in the middle of the night, and then you could take that container out in the morning. So I imagine that's what he would have done. He was locked upstairs. That is true. So there are interesting issues in terms of the architecture, we could say, of Yichud, or the traffic flow. Yichud will have to think about the potential for the one-way valve. Maybe she's able to reach him, but he's not, potentially, or not. And the question of jumping down.
Are we going to get any more guidance?
Okay, good. So now let's get back to the main thread for now, which is Baal Be'er. So the story, no one tells me, the Gemara is taking this davar pashat that even Rav Yosef holds the Baal Be'er. There was no machlokas between Rav and Yosef. And at the same time, that Evan would agree that Baal Be'er has an exception. If you go back to Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi on the original Gemara. Baal Be'er in Choshen L'Mashem Yichud. So Rashi says, Lahalkos. We're not concerned about Yichud to the extent that we give Malkos. Mustafini Baal Hashtasi. She's concerned the husband may show up. So she first is to consider the first word in Rashi. Ein chosham mishum yichud lehalkos. To give malkos. So you see there's a bach. Number one, the bach says lehalkos. What do we know about this woman? If it's Baal Be'er, what's the most fundamental thing you can say about this woman? She is
married.
And we said before, the Gemara had said that there's no, well, we don't give Malkus for Eishas Ishanis Yachta because the concern of Mamzeris. So who taught Malkus? We never give, even if it's absolute Yichud, we don't give Malkus. So that's where the Bach says, well, this must be, we have said before, the Machlokas Amaram, Marzut, at least the way Rashi had read it, Rashi Lashitaso, Rashi understood that Marzutra did give Malkus to and he counterbalanced it. He was Malki or Machris. So even Marzutra, who was open to punishing Eishes Ishan this Yachta and her and the man with whom she was Mesechedas with Malkus, but if it's Baal Be'er, then there's Malkus off the table because it's Baal Be'er. I would have given Malkus, but it's Baal Be'er. So no Malkus. So the one thing that word lahalkos gets you thinking, as Bach points out, is, you know, it's interesting that by the malchus is even on the table for by the hava mina is interesting. What else is interesting lemaskana about that word lahalkos?
It sounds like it's us, or
you just don't know. Yes, exactly. That's what Tosin says. The Tosin says, Pirush b'kunya choshen lahalkos mashma tach brusho isur miyeka. You just sort of defanged this whole bile of the ear. No, there's no malchus. No malchus means it's really usser, but not. It's a reduced isser. It's not bad enough that I would give malchus, but it sounds like it's still usser. And Tosis says that's incredibly difficult. Why is that incredibly difficult?
There's no punishment.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's not as bad an isser, so there's no punishment. But the problem with saying that, the clear raya against it, here we come. I told there's one more aspect to the story. The story implies we accept, even Yosef accepts Baal Beer, and Baal Beer has an exception, and
you let him do it.
Right. Is that Baal Beer, the Gemara had asked, what was the problem? Wasn't it Baal Beer? So the presumption is if it's Baal Beer, Shemutter. Rav Yosef was an Orthodox Jew. He wasn't just trying to, you know, make sure Rav Bivi and Revitin Yosef, they're all from Eden. They weren't just trying to find the loophole so they couldn't be punished. They were trying to make sure that what they did is mutter. So Tosin says it's an incredibly difficult Rashi. So there's 3 points this story makes. Baal Beer is accepted. It's accepted not only as a somewhat ameliorating factor, but it fully removes the Isser against Rashi. And it, at the same time, it's not enforced when you have the counter pressure of Libo Gospel. Okay, so it's Tosis says they don't really know what to do with Rashi.
Why?
And let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch.
Why does Rashi seem why do they seem to focus on the wife's concern about the husband showing up? Why do they not care about the males?
That's a very good question.
The husband coming and seeing another man.
It could be I misspoke before. Mistafi, Rashi says Mistafi. Mistafi is masculine. If it was the feminine would be Mistafia. Mistafi Baal Hashtasi, it could be I mistranslated before. Mistafi Baal Hashtasi actually means he. He is concerned. He is scared. He's apprehensive. The husband may pop in it. So Rashi says, the first thing that Rashi told me, L'chora, Tosis thinks Rashi said it and thinks that that's absurd. It does seem like Rashi said that. We're not fully sure why he thought that. But Rashi seems to think that Baal Beer is not mutter, it's just a patur me onesh, just reduces the isser. Tosis says it eliminates the isser. What's the implication of Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look.
Okay, the other cases, let's say in the case of the Mishnah, when they're talking about the Mutter case, it says, Mesiachi, that you're allowed to do Yisrael. And here it says, Lo Choshen.
Yeah, so that may be, it's a good point. That might be what beckoned Rashi to say, Lahalkos is maybe. Is the fact that we shift our terminology. Now, Rashi doesn't say by Pesach Pasuach. Well, do he think that's true of Pesach Pasuach also? You have a series of Anoshim Bachus, Anoshim Bifnim, Ein Choshishin Shemihut. You're right, before the language of the Mishnah was Lo Yisachid, but Avo Misyachid, and on Pe'al from a base, Misyachid Adam Machoso. Misyachid Adam Shtei Yevamos, Vim Tinokes. Yeah, it's an interesting point. You have this one little stretch of the Gemara that has the Ein Choshishin. Yeah, that's a good point. That is likely what drove Rashi to say it. But again, the problem is the story seems to belie it, as Tosis points out.
Well, I think also that it's possible that one of the two people who are in Yichud may not know that Baal Beer. Meaning, do both of them have to know that the husband's around? I mean, the wife may know, but so it's I mean, just saying the...
Even if they didn't think it was mutter, since we know, basically, right. it could be. You say, maybe Rashi didn't really mean it. Now, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, number one, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, see a quote to Dinim, but let's take a look, number two, to see what he thinks about Rashi Tosus. And number three, let's see if he knows anything else interesting. Shulchan Aruch is Sif Ches. Sif Zayin had been the Asaka of Anashim. Sivav will never come back to. Sivav is later in the Gemara, the Anashim Bechutz Nashim Rifnim. Here's Sivchas. Sivchas is Baal Beer. Sivchas is Pas Pasuach. For now, for tonight, we're focusing on Baal Beer. Ishish a Baal Beer in Choshen Lisachedima. We're not Choshesh to have Yichud with her. So far, our Shulchan Aruch is not really, is playing his cards close to his chest, calling the language of the Gemara. The Pnei She'emas Baala. That is wife focused. Right? Her the woman's the aim of her husband is upon her, not aimas by law love, aimas by aleha. The in haya ze gaspa, if libo gaspa, kigon shagad leimah. They grew up together, the next door neighbor, childhood next door neighbor. Oshi krova so, are they related? It's his cousin. It's his sister in law. So he said, no hetter yichud with a cousin. So. But let's say my cousin is marrying her husband's in town. Baal Be'ir. Ah, but since she's my cousin, again, some people barely know their cousins. Some people know the cousin very well. So if I, and it's totally appropriate that I'm comfortable and familiar with my cousin. Nothing wrong with that. But the fact remains, there's Libo Gaspa. So this is Libo Gaspa. So what? The whole Libo Gaspa like? The next door neighbor growing up, or a relative, or a third case, on kine la baila imze. This is a very negative type of, probably negative type of libo gaspa. And we'll have to dig into this some more. Shmuel Sadeshin talks about this. As you see, the little tiny letter pay of the right before the word O-M, tiny letter pay sends you to the Ber Hagola. Ber Hagola was a great-grandfather, a great-great-grandfather of the Gra. See, here he begins the work of giving the Maram Kamos, or you look back in the Beis Yosef, you see this root in Trumas Hadeshim, the late Chachmei Ashkenaz from the 1400s. So we'll deal with that some more, but for now we'll just treat that as another Baal Be'ir, another Libo Gaspa. The husband suspects that the wife is having an affair with this guy, and Toed gives the first step in the Sota process. The husband, Mimakane, husband said in front of Edim, I think there's something going on between you and Shimon. You should not be spending time. Don't be alone. Altistri and Shimon. Altistri and Mishponi. And then she goes ahead after such a kinoi, and she's alone with him, albeit when her husband's in town. So, leave it
as. Category, that's part of Libra Gospel.
For now, let's assume that's a type of Libra Gospel. Let's raise the concern. Now, again. Sometimes the husband may say something like that, and it's based on substance. Either his worst fears are correct, and indeed his wife is having an affair with Plony, or she's not having an affair with him, but she is being inappropriate with him. She is around him a little too much. They're around each other a little too much. And even if there isn't actual snuff going on, there may be some flirtatious behavior. So, okay, they're breaking boundaries. So he may be onto something. Or sometimes the husband may be, making out to the mold. There's absolutely nothing wrong, and he's making up chashashas. So, the Truman Sedation says, we treat that as if, equivalent to Libo Gospel. The truth is equivalent to Libo Gospel, and she's not allowed to have yichud with this man, even if her husband's in town. Okay? Lo yisachedi ma afa pisha b'alabir. So if it's the childhood friend or the cousin or the man about whom she has received kinoi from her husband, so then they're not allowed to have yichud. Baal Be'ir is not going to help. So what do we see? So we saw a few interesting things. Yes, okay. Number one, we coined Baal Be'ir. Did Shulchan take a stand on Rashi Tosfos? He said, "Ein choshesim," which was just quoting the Gemara.
From the last comment, he says, "Lo yisachid."
Right. He said, "Ein choshesim," but the exception is "lo yisachid." The implication, lechora, of that lo yisached is that in the first case yisached. So that seems to be pretty clearly like Rashi. There is, however, a difference. So what does the Shulchan Aruch add for us? Number one, seems to assume Paskin like Tosis. That's a heter yichud. Number two, he added that kine labayla. We'll have to think about Linetta some more. What else did you see as interesting? And actually, yeah.
He added some substance to Libo Gaspa.
He gave examples of Libo Gaspa. That's true. Rashi had given very little. Balas Brislo. Very ambiguous, unless it's a reference to a particular type of relationship. So Asher pointed out that the fact that he describes Libo Gaspa as Lo Yisached implies that he's holding lactosis, then normally it's Yisached. There's another difference between the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi. Something else that Rashi said.
Amos
Baila as opposed to Mistafani Baal Hashtasi. So one point you had made, which I just think is a sharp point, is Rashi's language is about he, the man who's there, or that may refer to both of them, it may just be sort of the general masculine, or maybe specifically about the man, but the language of Rashi is focused on the woman in the potential yichud situation. There's another difference also, but we'll get to that other difference through a comment that Pischei Tshuva quotes in the Chacham Zadim. Chacham Zadim raises a problem. Chacham Zadim says, let's take the Pischei Tshuva's here. So number one, it's just worth noting, Sivkat and Vav, we'll get to Zion in a moment, Sivkat and Vav, he talks about the Rashi. The major notes that came, the Beis Shmuel Lechelk and Mechokik, both already point out the Mechokik is Rashi and Tosus. The Beis Shmuel already says specifically, Shulchan Aruch is following Tosfos. You see, Sivkani Beis, Hanukashit is Tosfos, the Lekki Isser, the Rashi to Asrei Mokin. Then the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkat and Vav, quotes Ayin Sefer, first Ayin Bar Heitev. Bar Heitev's job usually is to summarize the two major Mefarshim. The Rashi Asr, Rakein Lokim. Pischei Tshuva adds Ayin Sefer Beis Reish Yud. That's Birka Yosef. It's one of the Chidaz Halachasvar. And a little bit of a riot from Yerushalmi and Trumas. Okay, so that's interesting. So maybe that's the answer. Tosa says, look, our Gemara is against Rashi. Okay, maybe Rashi has Machlokes HaSugyos. This story is against, implies that Libo Gaspa is Mutter, but maybe there are other Sugyos that disagree. Okay. But then take a look at Sivkat and Zayin in Pischei Tshuva. Ayin Sefer Binas Adam, that's Binas Adam is the Chachmas Adam's footnotes on himself. So like the Mishnah Berurah has his own Be'er Halacha. So the Chachmas Adam already did that. Near low, the Davka Beveisa let's actually skip for a moment. Skip for a moment. Mikal, the second line. Mikal will come in. Baila nasan la rishus la lechus la beis ploni. Vaadei chayishinan. If a husband said it's okay to be alone with that fellow, so then baila beer doesn't help. Certainly, nasan la rishus la dabar dvar seser and ploni laskir adelas. He said the husband's fully comfortable with her having a private conversation with someone else behind closed doors. Said Baal Beer doesn't help. Why? So Pischei Tshuva doesn't explain. If you look up the Chachmas Adam, you see it's based on the following kasha. He's bothered by the Gemara. He says, I don't understand. Baal Be'er is mutter, but if Pesach, but if Libo Gaspas, then the heter of Baal Be'er stops functioning. So they understand. What's it? Well, why is Baal Be'er mutter? Rashi said, the last may walk in at any moment. So, I understand. So, because it's a cousin, because it's someone you've known since childhood, so now you're not worried the husband's going to walk in any moment? You're worried the husband's going to walk in any moment. All the childhood friend in the world is not going to solve the problem. The husband walks in and finds them in a compromising position. So the Chacham Zalman says, I don't understand why does Libo Gaspa reduce the effectiveness of the heter by the beer. So the Chacham Zalman says, well, that's a good question. So Chacham Zalman says, it doesn't mean the husband's going to walk in at during the couple of minutes if they indeed violate, have an act of snus. It's not the husband will walk in after during those minutes. But the fact that they're going to be alone for an hour, if the husband walks in at any point in time, this looks really strange. What's going on? Why are the two of you alone together? So knowing the husband could pop in at any moment, even not in the moment of snus, but he's going to walk in at some point, it's like, this is really weird. So that's, the fact the husband may pop in, that's already, sort of puts a damper in the situation. Says, so what does Libo Gaspa mean? Libo Gaspa is an example of a larger category. The whole problem is, the husband may, the reason why Biobia works, I mean, the problem that creates, and therefore the heter that creates, is the husband's going to walk in and say, this makes no sense. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So therefore, he says, if it makes sense to the husband that they're together, so then there's no heter Biobia. So yeah, they're together because they're old friends. They're together because it's a sister-in-law, because it's a cousin. So the Chacham Zalman says, it doesn't necessarily have to be a warm, fuzzy relationship. It could also just be that that there's some neutral reason why. He knows that they were going to, the electrician's in the house, the plumber's in the house, or he told her, yeah, I know you need to have a private conversation with a therapist. You need a private conversation with a financial advisor, whatever it is. Anytime that he's not surprised that the two of them are in a room together, that's Libo Gospel. So that Chazan says, look, I have a kasha, and here's the only solution. I have a kasha. Why does Baal Beer stop working when it's Libo Gospel? So I must say, I come up with this hope shot. Libo Gaza, Baal Beer works because anytime he's going to walk in, even Shalom B'Shas Nos, it just looks strange. And therefore, anytime it doesn't look strange, there's no heter of Baal Beer. Wow. Okay. Now, that severely limits the heter of Baal Beer. Anytime that he's not surprised you're alone together, Baal Beer only works if he's going to walk in and be said, why are you alone? Okay, hopefully that's a far smaller slice of the pie of potential situations. Now think about the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the language of the Rambam, as he's not more. I mean, he added the Trumas Hadeshim, the Kinah LaBaila, basically the language of the Rambam. The Emas Baila Aleha is the language of the Rambam. As opposed to Mustafi Mibal Hashta Asi. Is there another way to solve the Chacham Zalman's problem? Maybe in a more elegant way? His problem was, again, his problem began with, I understand, if Baal Be'er is built on the assumption that the husband may pop in at any moment, so well, how does Libo Gaspas change anything? He may pop in at any moment.
It's not about him popping in, it's about just his presence, like,
yeah, or not his presence, but his
like the aura of he's in town and God forbid I should be betraying
him. Good. What language indicates that? One lush indicates that.
Amos
Baila Aleha. The language of the Rambam that
doesn't say Dilma Asi.
Right. Rashi is very focused on, there's a practical scenario. The husband may walk in. The Rambam's language is much more general. She feels inhibited because of her husband's proximity. There may be no chance he's walking in. As a matter of fact, now let's go back to that line that we had skipped in the Pesachei Tshuva according to Chachmas Adam. Beginner Sivkan Zayin.
Whose house?
Ah, very good. I'm the Sefer exactly. I'm the Sefer Bina Sadam, Shar Beis Hei, Shar Beis Hanashim. That's the section of Chachmas Adam deals with the Nida and Evan Ezra issues. Simon Chav Zayin, Sheh Kasav, the nearer low, it seems to him, seems to Chachmas Adam, the Chirsh Chachmas Adam. Here comes another limitation. Chachmas Adam's mom is like chipping away at Baal Beer. Nearer low, the Dafka business. Sorry. You know, the Dafka Bevesa in Bevachashim Yichud. The whole letter by Abir is only in her home. She and her husband live at 123 Anyplace Street. Okay? So, for her to be alone at 123 Anyplace, her husband's out of the house, she's home, and some other man's there also. Oh! So then it's by Abir. Why? Because Mustafa Mibal, Ashtasi. Holach is the Bais Acher. She's at work. She's at the doctor's office. She's somewhere else. So then there's no Baal Beer. Alpha Pisha Baal Beer Shem Shem Yichud. Why? The Bezelo Shaykh to Mustafa Baal Ashtasi. Husband's not showing up. She's at the office. What's the chance her husband's coming to her office? No more chance anywhere else. So the Chacham Zadim is saying, look, Baal Beer only works when there's a real chance the husband's walking in here now. Oh. So if it's a place where you don't expect the husband to be, it doesn't work. That's because the Chachmas Adam is assuming very clearly, reading Rashi, as he said, that the whole Heter Baal Beer is based on a very specific scenario. The husband may walk in. So the husband, there's no reason to assume the husband may walk in, i.e., we're not at home. And there could be other examples of that also. Then Baal Beer breaks down. We'll get to more examples of that soon. The Chazon Ish and the Chida both point to the language of the Rambam. Chazon Ish is quoted by the Dvar Halacha saying, in Yiddish, Baal Be'ir is a nerve. Baal Be'ir is a feeling. It's not a question of a practical scenario that may happen. She feels more inhibited because her husband's nearby. Her husband's proximity inhibits her. Amos Baal Aleha. Nothing to do with the husband's actually going to walk in the door now. So that changes a whole host of things. Number one, that's where these Achronim disagree with the Chachmas Adam on the question of Baal Be'ir other than the house. Or, and there are other variations on that theme, let's say she is home, but there's no way that the husband's showing up now. The husband he's going into surgery. Okay, he may be half of mile away, that doesn't really help. He's locked in there for the next 3 hours. Or Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about this goes back to the era when there were far more Jews working in the garment district than in hospitals. So he says the husband's working in a sweatshop in the garment district, and they live obviously where do Jews live? In the tenements, Lower East Side. So he says, is that Baal Be'ir? He's not going to surgery. In theory, he could leave. He might not have a job, okay. But he says, the husband's at work in the garment district. The wife is home in an apartment in the Lower East Side. Is that considered Be'ir? So Moshe says, well, how long would it take them to get home? The fastest way of walking is forever. You take a train, even with the trains, could be, it starts chesming, half hour and 45 minutes. It's taking a while to get home. You need to catch the train right away. It could take him time. So that's not Baal Be'ir. That's not Be'ir. Be'ir, Moshe says, means that you could be home in a couple minutes. Yeah, if you live in a little town. But you're on the other side of Manhattan, a couple miles away in Manhattan, it could take you time to get home. That's not Be'ir. So the Rashi understanding of of Baal Be'ir as a heter based on a practical, that there's a practical chance of the husband actually walking in. So number one, it limits the locations that are Be'ir, that she has to be at home or some place where you expect the husband to show up. And it changes the definition of ear. Ear doesn't have to do with halachic definitions of ear or political definitions of ear. Ear means you're a few minutes away. That could be true bein lahakol bein lahachmir. And you were pointed out to me, according to Moshe and the Chacham Zalam, so let's say you're one village over. Let's say in the Golan, on the eastern side of the Kinneret, so you have one or two highways that run north-south, and there's a series of exits along the highway for the different villages. Al pi halacha, they're separate. They're more 2,000 separate chum Shabbos. But it's a couple of minutes to get from one in a car. It's a few minutes to get from one to the other. So Rav Moshe would probably say lahakel. That's by ear. But ear doesn't actually have to do with the ear. It has to do with it's just a way of saying you're a few minutes away. So, Lahachme, a big city, Nineveh, or New York, is not Ba'ir. And Le'idachi, so one little village over, is Ba'ir. Whereas, if you said the Rambam, so then the Amos Ba'il Aleha, either has to do with the halachic definition of ear, with the way you work out Chum Shabbos, or has to do with, it has to do psychologically. Do you feel like you're the same? Do people think of this as the same town? It raises interesting issues when you have one municipality that flows into the next, right? Are Teaneck and Burnkill the same town? New Milford? Town of Flag? Englewood? I mean, from a Chum Shabbos perspective, it's Maya. You have contiguous habitation for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. I'm not sure if you have contiguous habitation all the way down. I don't think it's all the way down the northeastern 95 corridor. But definitely a good chunk of Bergen County is a single Tchum Shabbos. They have contiguous house after house after house, and sort of all linked together, even though there may be breaks in the middle. I mean, the areas, but you can draw a line from house to house to house that snakes around for miles. So it is one ear. Okay, you have to figure out whether, if you're taking the Ram approach, is it totally in the Chal HaShem Yir HaPidin, or what people... I don't feel like I'm in the same town as Tenafly. Okay, even though Al Pidin, it could be I could walk from here to there. Not only in terms of carrying, I mean just in terms of Tchum. So these are two fundamentally different ways of thinking about Baal Be'ir. And you look in the Dvar Halacha, and you look in Divrei Sofrim, so there's a series of nafkamim. Neither of them, strangely, I don't know why, neither of those farm lines them all up. Even though you have a lot of the same names popping up on all these issues. The question of you're in a different location in town, or you're just very far away, or close, but she knows that the husband is locked into wherever he is and can't come. Or the most extreme, the husband's in jail, unfortunately. Husband's in jail, he's by ear, but unless something dramatic happens, he's not showing up anytime soon. And so on and so forth. And then I want to hear a question, take a question a moment. And then there's also the whole Chachmas Adam's, the way he had to redefine Libo Gaspa was based on Akasha that could be elegantly answered by the Rambam. He says, well, the husband's going to walk in this moment, so what does it help that Libo Gaspa? Which, if you accept Rashi, which Chachmas Adam does, Lashitasa accept Rashi, okay, so he's bothered. So he had to give a whole teretz, and really Libo Gaspa is an example of a much larger category, which vastly reduces the efficacy of Baal Be'ir as a heter. Yeah. If you say, no, Baal Be'ir means a husband may not walk in, but she feels inhibited by the husband's proximity. Ah, so they understand. Okay. But on the other hand, if she's comfortable with a guy that she's being alone, she's secluding with, so the inhibition of the husband's proximity is counterbalanced by the disinhibition that they were more comfortable with one another. So then it counterbalances the Libo Gaspa chips away at some of the psychological inhibition that's created by Baal Be'ir. I don't know if it eliminates it entirely, but at least chips away at it enough that you don't have enough inhibition left to be matir. Yeah, you had a question.
Yeah, based on the Rambam, would like do you still need the idea? Is Baal's Be'ir an actual, like, does still have to have a Baal Be'ir? Or let's say a phone call. Like, we have a telephone. The Amos Baal could still be on him if my husband calls her up on that time. If they have a phone with him, he can call me any second. He'll know what's going on just by talking to me. Is it just like a concept of the fear, the Amos Baal is really the main point, but the Baal's Be'ir is just like how you explain it in the Gemara, but the Amos Baal is really the point? If you sell like the cousin, it's just a feeling. I mean, the husband calls her, it's a feeling. She'll know what's going on by talking to me on the phone.
Similarly to
or
that.
Is it that he has to be able to walk in on that?
I'm not sure. That's interesting. I'm not sure that a phone call necessarily would generate the rum, but I mean, she could just not pick up the phone, you would think. Or the fact that if it would be incredibly strange if she didn't pick up the phone to me, in a case such that it would be incredibly strange if she did not immediately answer the call, maybe that's like even a Rashi type of situation. Or let's say there's an open Zoom camera and there's an open webcam. He could just turn it on any time. So that's Mamish Mustafi Ba'ash Ta'asi. Which raises another issue. Yeah, but first, a lot of Harris, yeah.
I'm saying, why can't you say, to answer the Adam's question, why can't you say, so in a regular situation, they both have a certain sense of fear, and they're not willing to take a risk, that's nus. But in a case where Libo Gaspa, the taiva is so strong that they're willing to take more risk, and they're willing to risk that he may not walk in.
It could be. The challenge is libo gaspa. That's what it's, number one. If libo gaspa means that they have much stronger desire for one another, then you would expect libo gaspa to cut across other attainment of yichud also, potentially.
The guard is down.
Maybe, but then also, in other words, many of the situations of Libo Gaspa, like the Rambam had stressed, my cousin, my sister-in-law, hard to imagine that in and of itself means that there's greater taiva. It means that we're comfortable in an appropriate way, but we're comfortable with one another. There's a familiarity. So familiarity might mean the sort of general, like your guard is down, you're less inhibited. But I don't think it necessarily means there's ab initio greater taiva. But so that's why it's easier to say no. But if the whole thrust of the heter is that there's added inhibition, so then okay, if we're more comfortable, even more comfortable in an appropriate way, but with this greater familiarity, that's going to chip away. That may diffuse some of the added inhibition that's being added by Baal Be'ir, I think. I think that's the way the post would think about it. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that maybe Rashi and the Rambam are closer than we think?
Yeah.
Rashi's focusing on the psychological, like the mistafit. He doesn't say that the husband might actually walk in, it's just that her attitude is that she's afraid that he might, maybe one example, he might walk in.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you're saying maybe even Rashi, the Chida, the Chazanish, and the other Achronim would take that approach, could even try to corral. Maybe it's not just that they aren't Paskin like Rashi, unlike the Chachazan, who clearly Paskin like Rashi. They think the Chachazan misunderstood Rashi. The Chachazan took Rashi too literally. It could be. I think that the Diak is the Hashta Asi. And it's tough me about. Hashta Asi, he will come now.
That could be one of the examples of what she's afraid of.
It could be. Or you're saying at least, you know, it's not just the fact that he might actually walk in, but which Chachalam himself is sort of saying, well, it's the fact that he can walk in any time, that rate creates a discomfort. But still, I don't know offhand if there are Achronim who are willing to ignore the hashta'asi, meaning hashta'asi at least means that we're looking at a scenario where hashta'asi is a real possibility. As opposed to b'bayis acher, as opposed to where the husband, she knows that the husband is locked in a meeting, or the husband is very, very far away in the year.
Are we focusing on the fact that she's afraid of something, or are we focusing on the fact that he actually might show up? So if we just focus on the fact that she has some inhibitions, and one of them is that he might come, or
it's an example. Maybe. One way to think about it is derech mashal, is sort of like the difference, it's not exact mashal, but approximate, the difference between yiras ha'onash and yiras ha'ronos. Ben on la'amakam was maybe a mashal to the ben on la'chaver situation. The ideal type of year for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, I'm a different person because I'm aware that I'm in the presence of Ramon Shalom. As opposed to, you know, I'm scared to do an aver because God's going to get me. He'll catch me. That's an approximate mashal. So like Rashi, it's like, he may catch me. My husband may walk in, catch me red-handed. Or for the Tchach Mazad, maybe catch me quasi-red-handed. As opposed to the Rambam, the Chidah, the Chach Mazad was Rambam. It's more the Chidah and the Chaznish is Rambam. It's more like a Rome was like, yeah, there's a sense of presence. The sense of presence. Halacha lamasa. We'll wrap up with the following 2 points. Halacha lamasa and a connection to the next sugya. Halacha lamasa number one. Shechter assumes, and I think that is the preponderance, not all, but I think the preponderance of contemporary poskim assume that we pass like the Rambam. That doesn't have to be hashta asi. Again. When there's no hash to asi, you do have to be sensitive to the way we began, lo tova shmua. The husband's in town, but this still may be is this an appropriate situation? One other point to think about is there's another difference between the Rashi and the Rambam, aside from the sort of the how you define ear, how you define as well as how you understand libo gaspa. Is again for Rambam, libo gaspa is literally just libo gaspa. The fact that you expect an electrician to be in the house doesn't mean that they're uninhibited. One other point is that what's strange about with Rambam is why do you need the husband? It's strange about Rashi is why do you need the husband? Rambam, I understand. The husband's not there. The fact that there are other people in town doesn't help. The husband's in town. That's uniquely. For Rashi, the husband may walk in. If anyone may walk in right now, that should be, shouldn't that be enough? Interesting. No? So that actually leads us to the sugya of Pesach Pasuach, where we are going to discuss the, in general, forget about the husband, people may walk in, or whatever Pesach Pasuach actually means, should explore more in Mitzvah next time.